This space was, for the last 30 to 40 years, was used by a wine merchant. It was a bonded warehouse. So there was, it was absolutely, completely full of wine bottles. And they cleared out about a year ago, and since then, well, actually, we were looking in this area for a space not much bigger than, well, about twice the size of the space we had in Bethnal Green, and then we happened to be coming in as the wine merchants were moving out, so we had the opportunity to have a look around, and we were completely gobsmacked by the space. I mean, it's just the most unbelievable, huge labyrinth. And we're walking up one of the, which is actually the smaller corridor. I'll see the larger one a little later on. The whole process took about a year to sort out. We started sort of entering into negotiations with Network Rail as soon as we saw the space.
Yeah.
Very fortunately, we found out that the new London Bridge station is going to be built, or at the time when we were first speaking to them, they were saying that there's a new project for the London Bridge station which was to be started within 2 years, and so that's why we had any kind of chance in being able to use the space, because normally, I mean, in this area, the minimum that a space like this costs is about £4 a square foot a year. So it would clearly be it would have been a prohibitive price for annual rental. But because it was only going to be for a short term let, then we had an opportunity to be able to use the space in the interim period for what we initially thought was going to be free. But then, as time went on, we realised that by us trying to get the space for free actually meant that Spacia didn't do anything at all. So eventually we did have to offer them £35,000 a year.
Yeah.
Which at the time when we were thinking about that, it seemed like a completely impossible amount to raise, certainly for the financial conditions that we had at the time when we were negotiating this. But fortunately, since then, there's been quite a bit of funding that's come through, so that is actually quite a small part of what the overall budget for this project is. Now, in the first year of this project, we're only going to be licensing half of the space, so the space from the point that we've just come through, for the rest of the space that I'm going to show you. And so the first performance will take place in the area that we're moving into now. The other part of the space will be used for private events, more workshop activities and other more experimental work, but this is where the toilets are going to be at some point. Plumber came around today. Fortunately, Southwark Council, and especially the building control in Southwark, they seem quite sensitive to the fact that we're only here for a short-term period, so they are that. They will accept quite minimal standards of work. So we really do just need to get in the basics, and we're not going to. That it won't have any effect to the actual sort of structure or the appearance of the building. I mean, everything that we'll put in will try and look as shabby as the rest of it. Everything takes an enormous amount of time here. So, like, if you forget to turn the lights on, you've got to walk for 10 minutes in order to get to the light switch to put it on.
Do you have it kind of fairly clearly mapped out, then, what this work that you're about to embark on is partly how much space it's going to use up? So, presumably the mind boggles at the amount of space you could use.
That's one of the only things we do know about the next show. And that's probably the greatest challenge in a performance in this space is how to move an audience around within it, and we intend, like almost all of our previous productions, that the audience are going to have quite an active role, or certainly we're not going to be building a theatre within here. We want the whole space to be used by the audience moving around within it, with action happening around them. Because the space is just a network of many smaller spaces, it's a very complex project in order to get the audience to be able to move around and to see things and to feel that they're part of a whole show as opposed to sort of a fragmented. We're not particularly interested in what is maybe normally considered to be promenade performance. I suppose that's a bit unfair. I mean, there's lots of different types of that, but certainly not the type of performance where an audience sort of move from place to place in order to see isolated scenes. That's not really something that interests us. And this space is really it would really push to that kind of performance. So that's what we're trying to sort of fight against, to find how an audience can be in here and feel that they're part of this whole space, but still find places where all of the audience can see the same thing at one time. Or this is an entrance which is basically inside London Bridge Underground Station. You come straight out of the Underground Station,
yeah,
and just on the other side of the barriers, there's this little grey door in the wall that just says fire exit, do not obstruct. I mean, it's so much part of the tube architecture, you would never notice it. But then you open the door, and then suddenly, you can just see this enormous...
Yeah. And we should say we're standing in almost pitch darkness now, looking down to a vista of receding arches that seems to go on for miles. Can you explain did you have to leave Bethnal Green, or were you finding it rather small but for your needs?
One of the main reasons we left is because we'd done quite a few different performances in that space, and we needed to find a different space in order to inspire a new performance. So much of our work comes out of the space itself that we're working in. So it was totally necessary for us to find a new space in order to make a new piece of work. But we weren't, I mean, as I said before, we were only looking for something about twice the size, and then chanced upon and just, yeah, we needed to get it. And it took a year of times when they were saying, we're going to need to find someone that would be able to pay more money. And sometimes it was, they were worried about safety implications, the fact that it's right underneath London Bridge Station. So there were lots of, during the whole negotiation, so lots of points where we thought that it wasn't going to happen. And in a way, we never really believed that it was going to happen because it's so insane. But we're here.
So what happens? What will, before we go back a bit to what you're doing, what you have done, what's going to happen to this space then at the end of, what is it going to be, 2 years? It's going
to be
redeveloped.
Even though it started off with the idea that there was only going to be 2 years usage, since then things have changed quite a bit as far as the time scale for the London Bridge Station project. So now we've got a 3-year lease, and it seems very unlikely that anything is going to happen with this project for another 5, maybe 10 years. So we do have the opportunity to now to think about this as on a more permanent basis, and we're thinking 5 years would be a good amount of time.
Well, before we just do the history of Shunt, if you can reveal the history of Shunt, maybe some of it has to be kind of shrouded in a certain mythological mist. But the forthcoming show, then, can you say a bit about that?
Probably not about that show. That is certainly the mist. We ourselves can't penetrate it, unfortunately. So there's nothing to expect. You don't know whether you're going to be sitting down. You don't know. Certainly with this space, you don't know how big the space is. You don't know where the space is going to go. I mean, it's going to be such a mystery being in here, that secrecy is of the utmost importance. I mean, the secrecy at the moment is, we're still working through lots of different ideas, and there isn't really a cohesive plan yet, not enough to be able to talk about it anyway.